Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Af HaNochish. And that's also the Nochish. So Rashi says, Midik Toni Af, since it says Loshen Af, also, Mechlad lo Rabbi Eliezer, Havi Inech Muadim. Mashm, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the other animals, the Doiv, the Nema, the Bardless, they're also Muadim. Fredigmar Kash, Ivo, Anan Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says like this, it depends. Bisman Shehem B'nei Tarbos, if there are animals, even a lion, that you have a tame one, that you have pet in the house, ain't a muadim, it's not called a muad. But for Yehanochish, muad liyelam. Mashm, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Nochish is special. He's a muad, no matter whether it's tamed or not, he's always a muad to do damage. But the other animals, it depends. If they're a tamed animal, it's not a muad to do damage. So how could you say here, Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a af Hanochish, that Nochish has the same halacha as the other ones? Samar says, true, Tani rather Nochish. Say when Rabbi Eliezer only says Nochish is a muad, not af. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, Nochish is worse than the other animals. A nochish, a snake, is always a mood to do damage. But the other ones depend if it's a tame one or not. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel says the Chiddush like this now. Omar Shmuel. Ari b'rishus rabin. If you meet up with a lion in the rishus rabin, so doras v'ochal potter. If what the animal first does is, first he's doras. So Rashi says, doras shloi horgo ela mechayim ochlo potter. If a lion meets up with a man and doesn't first kill him, but just rips off a piece of meat and starts eating it, that's called urchei. That's normal for a lion. So that's like shein. That's the shein of a lion. So we know shein is potter b'shus rabim. Shein is only chayiv b'shus hanizik. So if a lion does this type of a damage b'shus rabim, the owner of the lion is potter. So ari b'shus rabim doras, if it just eats you up alive, yachas potter. Torah, first he rips you to pieces, means he kills you first. V'yochal, and then he eats you, chayiv, you should know, then you chayiv, and only a chatin ezek. Why? Rashi says chayiv, the lav urchei, that's not the normal damage of a lion. V'todah the kerenu, that's called the todah the keren already. O mishalom chatin ezek, b'shus rabim. And then you have to pay, b'shus rabim, but only a chatin ezek. Hey, for a lion to kill you first, and then to eat you, that's mishuna. That's not the normal way a lion does damage. Normally he eats you alive. So if he eats, he kills you first, then the owner of the lion is only chayiv chatzin ezek. And then he's taka chayiv even b'shus rabim. Yeah. Now it explains. Doras v'yachal potter. If it eats you up alive, you're potter b'shus rabim. Kivon d'yorcha l'midris. Since that's a normal way the animal, the lion kills. Hevelei kemoi sh'och l'peris v'yachas. To a lion, it's the same thing like eating up vegetables and fruits. Heats up men the same way. So the heavenly shame b'shus rabim. Therefore, the Leo for Leo the lion is like he ate his lunch now. So that's shame b'shus rabim, that is potter. What about Torah? Let's say Leo first killed you, and then he eats you a little bit later. Lav urchayu, that's not the normal way. So therefore, that's called keren. Therefore, yechayi b'shus rabim, but a chatzinetik. So lemeimer, what do you want to tell me now? The treifa lav urchayu. It's not normal for Leo to first rip you apart and kill you first, and then eat you later. Mashma, Leo eats you alive. That's the way a lion does. The lion eats up right away. He doesn't. It's not a derech for him to be Torah first to rip you and kill you, and then eat later. For the Gemara's apostle, not like that. Well, the apostle says, Aryeh, Torah b'day, Goroisov. And now he rips things, like kills things first, in order for Goroisov, its kids. So mashmal to derek for the lion to be terif, to rip you apart first, to kill you first, and then to bring it to the kids. So Mara says true, Bishvil Garoisov. He does that for his kid's sake. In other words, when he eats for himself his own lunch, he eats you alive. But when he brings home lunch for his kids, then first he kills you, and then he brings the body for his kids. So therefore, for his kid it's normal to be terif first, but not for himself. Then the Pasuk says, Umechanek Lilvoisov. It strangles somebody for his wife. He has to bring home food for his wife also. So if his wife also is mechanic, he strangles you. So it's mashm also. First he kills you, and then he brings you home for his wife to eat. So the verse says, Nachamo, Bishvil Levoisev. He only does that to give his wife to eat. He has to first choke a guy to death, and then bring him to his wife. But again, when he eats his own supper, he eats right away. He doesn't kill first. The pasuk says, V'yamalei Terach Churov. That the lion goes home and stores up his chur, his den, with terif, with people that he killed. So again, you see, first he kills, and then he takes it home to his den. So Mar says, Nachamo, Bishvil Churov. that's only when he wants to store food in his den, so he kills first, then he schleps it home. But again, when he wants to have a fair supper, he just eats right away, he doesn't kill first. Vayitzer Pasuk says, U'ma'oinoisov tereifa. It's also Ma'oinoisov, this place where he lives, also he first kills. So again, the says, Bishvil Ma'oinoisov. Again, that's only if he wants to keep the food storage, then first he'll kill and store it. But in the case normal, where he's going to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and he's hungry and eats, the derech for a lion to eat is just to eat somebody alive, and not to kill him first. Therefore, if he kills him first, and then he eats it, so that's called tam, it's mishuna yoni pei chatzi nezik, even Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. For the Gemara Ivo Tanya, we learned, v'chein chaya shenichna solachotzer anizik, if a chaya goes into Rosh Hashanah Nizik, so torfa behema v'yochlo, Bosa v'yochla bosa meshalom nezik shalom. If a chayim, so it means like a lion, goes into a chutzra nizik and it's tore off the behemah there, it rips off and rips the behemah, kills the behemah first, and then it eats it. The v'yochla bosa is meshalom nezik shalom. So Chukashra is why? What do you have to pay nezik shalom for? Nuchurat should be like Karen. You're telling me now it's not normal for an ari to first be tore, first to kill it and then to eat it. The normal way is from to eat it alive. See, if it killed it first, what is the pay nezik shalom? So where it says, Hochel Mayaskinon, we're talking about over here, Hochel Mayaskinon, Shetofo Laniach. Again, he killed it, because not that he was hungry now for lunch. He had his lunch already. But he just wants to keep it for supper. So that's normal. If he wants to have food on hand to have for later, so that's the way he does the line. He kills and saves it. It's only if he wants to eat it right away, then it's not a derech for him to kill first. Fred Gemarho Ochel Ketoni, it says the Leo ate it. So how can you tell me in his mind it was first to leave it over? We're talking about that the lion changed his mind. That first the lion killed the animal, he thought to leave it over for supper. And then afterwards he had a tie with Tita, so he ate it up right away. For the Gemara, how do you know this? How do you know that's what Leo did? You can't ask him. How do you know that Leo, that first his kavana was to kill, to leave it over for supper? So that's an urchei, that's why you chayiv nezek sholem. Ah, you see him right away eating up the behemah, that's because he changed his mind. How do you know that? Secondly, the Shmuel nami dil mahochi hevi. So according to Shmuel also then, what does Shmuel say if an ari is tore off an animal or a person, and then he eats him up? Yechayiv chatzinezek. Why? Maybe since maybe first his das was to leave it over for later. So that's urchei b'hochi. So why yechayiv rishus rabbi? Should be potter. So Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, litzdodim ketani. What we learned here means different ways, different sides, like this. If the lion was taraf, killed somebody in order to leave it over to eat for later, oi darsa v'yochlo, or else a lion right now is doris, means started to eat somebody alive and he ate him up right now, mishalem is nezik sholem. That's an urchei b'chi, but that you have to pay nezik sholem. If he did this b'shus ha'nizik, for that urchei, then you achayiv. But we see clearly either he left it over for later, or else he ate it up and he killed it right, and he didn't kill him first. He ate him up alive. That's when the lion is the balha or ori is chayiv. Ravina says, "Ki kama Shmuel." When the Shmuel say, "Bari tarbus," Shmuel is talking about only a tame lion. But even the Reb Lezer, according to Reb Lezer, the Yom Alav Urchei, that Reb Lezer says a tame lion tackles only a tam. It's not Urchei to do damage. For the Gemara Yochi, the saw afilu darso nami lechayiv. So even if he's darso, should also be chayiv then. Monashach, even if he eats him up alive, it should also be chayiv b'shus rabim. It should be called tam. Tam is chayiv b'shus rabim. Ela the Ravina lava the Shmuel itmel. Around the episode, Ravina says not going on Shmuel. Ela masnisin is going on the Mishnah that kitani masnisin. We learned our Mishnah bari tarbus that although the Brisim is talking about a tamed lion. Valiba the Rebbe Lezer goes according to Rebbe Lezer shita. The Yom alav urchei. That's not urchei. It's not normal for a tamed lion to do damage. Therefore, when the tame lion does damage, that's why it's chayiv b'shus rabim. That's called keren. The yachiv at the Gemara chatzin elzik boy lishlumei. Obviously, why does the pay nezik sholem? It's keren. It's only pay a chatzin elzik. And the Gemara the yayid, the song about we did this three times already. That's why it's chayiv b'shus rabim. The yachiv my haydik toni lo gabi told her the shein. Gabi told her the keren boy lemisnayu. And so he's telling me now it's talking about a tame lion. That's a Karen. So what did the slave by the told us a Shane? I should have said about it, told us a Karen. So more says Kasha and Achlam, that's a little of a Kasha. Like if it's a Karen, it shouldn't have been told, speaking about by the told us of Shane. Yeah. So that's the Mishnah. Ma bein tam lamuid. Ma bein tam lamuid. What's the difference between a shore that's a tam or a shore that's a muid? Ela shatam and shalom chatinezik migufay. Two differences. or tam, the first time, or the first two, three times of damages with its keren, its mishuna, chavnos lahazik, you only have to pay half of the damage, and also one in the gufa, from the gufa of the shore. If your shore is only worth $50, and it did $200 worth of damage, you don't have to pay more than the $50 that your shore is worth, even though it's less than the chati nezik. Or mu'ed, but when your shore did it already three times, then it does hezik, mishalom nezik, the shulman has to pay for the complete damage, and then aliyah, not from the gufa of the shore, but from your own pocket, you have to pay the money, the complete damage. For the gemara, my aliyah, what does it mean in aliyah? Omer ablaza b'mulu shebin chosim, you have to pay from the best of your property. No, it's not only from the shore, but from your property, from the breast, like idiots. The chayin rabbi, the pasuk is also, v'yishkev cheskiyo ima v'yisuv yikbru b'malo kibre b'nei David. What does it mean that they buried him in the best kvorim of b'nei David? We omer ablaza b'malo eitzum ulu shebin mishpacha. They buried him near the choshim of people in the mishpacha. Oman ninu, who is that? David Shlaimai. That they buried Chizkiyol near David and Shlaimai. Then the pasuk says, "Vayikvaru b'kfaroysov asher karu lev yir David." That they buried him in the place where they dug the grave in the city of David. V'yishkavei b'mishkav Hashem olei b'samim v'zonim. And they buried him in the mishkav that was full of b'samim and zonim. For the Gemara, what does it mean? What type of spices is this? My b'samim v'zonim. What does it mean? So Rashi says this pasuk is from Baba Asa Melech Yehuda. So what does it mean? They put on his bed on the coffins. Some on him. So Reb Lezer Waima zini means all different type of spices. We have Shmuel ben Achmeni Yoma b'samim, special type of a spice. Shekol amareich ben boladei zima. Whoever smells it right away has type of his nose. It smells so good. Right, the pasuk says in Yimyo ki koru suchel lachdeni that they dug traps to ditches to catch me. Hopachim tamil rag that they catch my trap my feet. We have Lezer Waima shechashdu mizoyna. That means to say that they had a chash, they spent about...
They were choshed, Yirmiyoh live with his zayna. Like Taisa says, Yirmiyoh was a kayin, and he was also to his zayna. And there was Shmuel ben Achmeni, Yom HaShechashtu Me'eshashish, no, they were choshed, Yirmiyoh live with Eshashish. So Mar says, Vishlam, the man, Yom HaShechashtu Me'eshashish, Hainu Zasir Kishuch HaMulk HaZayna. Because they're Lashon Shucha by his zayna. El Laman, Yom HaShechashtu Me'eshashish, Ma'i Shoicha. So Gemara answers, Otu Eshashish, Minafka, Mechal Zayna. And Eshashish is also called a chash. He's living with the zayna.
Eshashish minafka mechal zayna. If you live with an eshashish, it's also like doing znus. Smell is not sure why the pasuk says ki korah shucha has to do with znus. This time the man the yamish chesdu eshashish, they thought that Chizkiyo lived with an eshashish.
Yeah.
Again, if the Seyu Chashnu Feshishish, Hainu Dechsev Yato Hashem Yadati is called Itzosel El Mavis, that they wanted to kill me, because it's living with Feshishish, Chayim Misa. El Laman Diyam Shechashdu Mizayna, the only Chashnu, live with the Zayna, my El Mavis, what do they want to kill him for? You don't get Misa if you live with the Zayna. And the Gemara says, Shechil Leber Tit, means they want to throw me into Gehenna light, Leber Tit, they want to get rid of me. Darash Rava, my Dechsev was the Pasuk say, Yiyo Mokshalim Lefanecha Beis Apecha, Asay Behem. What does that mean? Omer Yirmiyo lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yirmiyo lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ribbono shel olam. Afilu b'shoah shayishim tzedakah. Even the time when the Rishayim do tzedakah, hechshilim b'vnei yodim sheinu moganim. Let the Rishayim do it to people that are not fit. Kedei shleikabel olayim tzchar. That the Rishayim should not receive reward for the few mitzvahs that they do. Make it that the tzedakah they do is not real choshev tzedakah. Then the pasuk says, v'kovet osulei b'moisai. They gave tremendous respect to Chizkiyo when he died. Malamed Shayshivu Yeshiva Kivroi, that they made a yeshiva there, the Tamidim sat and learned Torah by his kever. Pligibur Rab Nostin, Rabbonis, Machlaikis. Chadom Shloshes, some say they stood there for 3 days.